The efforts to make the Fraser Valley more accepting for gender diverse residents has taken a new hit amidst ongoing anti-Soji rallies. Two SIA LGBTQ plus residents and pro-Soji community members in Abbotsford were accosted while writing messages of love, peace, and inclusion in chalk ahead of an anti-Soji march on October 21st in Jubilee Park. Ali Slack of the Fraser Valley Youth Society remarks that open queer residents are starting to feel unsafe, resulting in fewer counter-protesters going to the anti-Soji rally.
There's a safety issue. People have been being followed. At every event I've been to, someone's been coming and taking down my license plate and taking photos, videos, and so there's this sense of unsafety associated with going to these events. I think the queer community and allies are feeling very tired and exhausted from what's going on. There's a level of mental toll and drain that things like this take on you when you're part of the marginalized community that others don't have to feel. When we can go out and protest these things or talk about these things or have conversations about differences, that's a privilege in itself because it's not attacking your identity. So I think it makes it harder for some of our folks to show up.
Where there has been fewer anti-Soji marchers organized across the nation and Abbotsford, those voices have been able to increase and grow, putting on weekly demonstrations on the Clearbrook and McCallum overpasses and in front of City Hall.
It's just been allowed to kind of fester and grow in a way that maybe it hasn't in other communities. I think there's a religious base to a lot of the misinformation right now, and it's really sad too because it's trying to create this diversity and equity and inclusion policies that are teaching people that there are differences, and it's just getting lost in these ideas about like what books are out and what information is. So I see a lot of the protesting right now connected to misinformation.
This story has been brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, telling the untold stories across our nation. For more stories like this, go to canada-info.ca.